Welcome to The Grow Show, where we speak with leading business experts to help you grow yourself, grow your business, and grow your community. Now, here's your host, Gary Jones.
Hey, folks, and welcome to this episode of The Grow Show. Now, The Grow Show sits out for growing sales, growing business, and growing community. And I am joined by a legend of The Grow Show. He is a legend because he featured on one of the early episodes. Plus, he was also the host and speaker at Grow Live 2020. It's Duncan Price. Welcome back to the show, Duncan. How are you doing?
I'm amazing. Thank you, Gary. Cheers for having me on. It's great to be here.
That's great. Now, we said at the end of your last podcast, we want to get you back, and you're back. So yep. We do what we say. No, not at all. And Grow Live, you're a fantastic host. If you've got an event, just put it out to the kind of outward world. If you've got an event and you want Duncan to host it or talk at, get him in. Get me. He was one of the standout speakers. So thank you so much. And today we're going to be talking about different forms of relaxation and how it helps people, I believe. Is that right, Duncan? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm all about relaxation. In balance, obviously. If you spend all your time relaxing, you'll never get anything done. But equally, if you spend all your time working really hard, you won't get anywhere and you won't be able to look after yourself. So, yeah, relaxation is really important.
Brilliant. So just to give people a flavour, what do you do? Who is Duncan Price before we get into the kind of the nitty-gritty?
Okay, so the mind is an amazing thing. And as humans, we're really good at using that power to trip ourselves up, hold ourselves back, and get in our own way. What I do is I get to spend my time helping people to get out of their own way and to actually use that power, stop fighting against it, and use it to move forward instead. So this all started nearly 15 years ago now, when I discovered self-hypnosis. I was blown away by it and I wanted to share it with the world. So I did. And that started off very much focused around confidence, something I've got in bounds, and fears and phobias and addictions, but then moved far more into focusing on anxiety and helping people succeed with anxiety rather than constantly battle against it. And kind of Relax Club grew from there because I really believe that people will benefit far more from being proactive in looking after their mental health and well-being than reactive. And it's like when we mention physical health, people think about going for a run, being healthy, eating a salad. You don't think, when I say physical health, you don't think broken legs and diabetes, right? But when I say mental health, the first thing that comes to most people's minds are anxiety, depression, and mental health disorders. I don't like that imbalance. I'm on a one-man mission to correct that and to help people think of mental health proactively and positively rather than reacting when it's already in a bad place.
I love it. And actually, you make a really good point because you do think like that. And when you say kind of mental health to me, I do go down the negatives. I do go down the kind of disorders and what you've said. And I never thought about that. And that's the beauty of hearing different people's views, like yourself on the podcast. So that's great. So, you know, we've spoken about, you've already mentioned about hypnosis, and I'm going to throw in meditation. And let's talk about Relax Club. What is Relax Club before we go into this bit of a science?
Okay, in essence, Relax Club is a really easy and, funnily enough, relaxing way to be proactive about your mental health, to create a solid foundation if you don't already have one, to build on and maintain your mental health if you're in a good place. And if you're in a place where you're struggling, it's a great way to give yourself some extra time and support to get back to where you need to be. But first and foremost, beyond all of that, it's just a chance and an easy way of self-care, of looking after yourself, because we don't do that enough generally these days.
No, completely agree. And I, for the people who don't know, and I do talk about it quite a bit now, the listeners might have heard this, but I discounted and discarded meditation and any kind of mindset, mindset training or looking after my mindset or mind, mental kind of ability.
Yeah, it's just pink and fluffy
for years.
Stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, why would I need it? It's for someone else to do it. You know, it's not for me. But I always had a little bit of a passion, a little bit of kind of, it's always in the back of my mind, but I can never get it to work until I made it. I made it a priority in my life, and that was in September last year. And since then, I use meditation on a regular basis. You know, a couple of times a day, at least once a day. And for me, it is my time to relax. It's my time to focus, and because of that, I've got more clarity, more focus. I'm calmer. Just by spending as little as 10 minutes a day on doing it. And it doesn't take long. So when you launched the Relax Club, I was really interested because you're dead right. People don't do it, don't take enough time for themselves, and they react rather than be proactive.
Absolutely. And I like that you say that you build it in every day, and some days more than once, but at least once a day. And it reminded me of a quote. I can't even think who said it right now, but reminded me of a quote. You should meditate for 20 minutes a day, unless you're busy. Then you should do it for longer. And yeah. I probably misquoted as well.
But do you know what? It is so, so true. There's been times when over the last, last 8 to 10 months where I've been pretty kind of not stressed, but I've been worried, and it's been an anxious time. But that's why I've gone back to basics and gone back to looking at just my breathing and kind of relaxing and calming. And it makes such a difference. It makes such a difference. It's not worry, folks. It is something that can help you. But why does it help people? Why does hypnosis, why does meditation help people, Doug? Because we hear it does, but why?
Well, that's a big question with a lot of answers, but to break it down into the key and I think most important areas, one of the biggest areas is stress management. Mm-hmm. So stress in itself is not a bad thing, but poorly managed stress is literally a killer. It will kill you. So hypnosis and meditation, in the modern society that we live in, it's fast paced. And we have a tendency to do one thing and then on to the next, the next, the next, the next. We're designed to have that level of stress and then stop and then do it again and then stop. But we're not putting things down. So relaxation in various forms, even if that's just taking 1 minute to stop and to breathe properly, is a really vital thing for us to help regain that balance and manage that stress better. Another key thing is sleep. And again, partly in our modern culture, we kind of have this thing against sleep, like we're wasting time. But sleep is so important and valuable for so many reasons. Hypnosis and meditation are both great ways of helping to improve the quality and quantity of your sleep. And one of the biggest things that gets in the way of sleep is stress. So managing it as you go and being proactive is much better than getting stressed and then going to bed going, oh, I'm too stressed and I can't sleep. So those are probably two really key areas that it's beneficial for. But even forgetting all of that, there's stuff that happens on a physical level. So sleep and hypnosis and to an extent meditation, but less so, depending on the type of meditation and how deep you go. And I'll explain that a bit more in a minute if you want me to. But what happens on a physical level, when we enter into a deeper state, so we have different brainwave patterns. Don't know how much science you want me to go into. We have different brainwave patterns. And as you go into the theta or theta range, that's the deepest level, if you like, for simplicity's sake. And during that stage, our brains and our bodies do work differently. And we start to heal and repair ourselves. So our cells begin to repair rather than replicate. And our brain begins to clean itself. So much like throughout the day, plaque builds up on your teeth and then you brush your teeth before you go to bed at night. The same thing's happening with your brain. You actually get a buildup of it's not plaque in this case, but a buildup of protein around the brain throughout the day. When you sleep, you've got cute little cells that come and clean it all away. And they're probably not cute, but in my head they are. They're cute and they've got the brain. And so they keep your brain clean and allow the signals to transfer easier. And basically, you can think better. So this whole perception of we must just work harder and do longer hours, actually, you're going to be less productive and you're actually going to be less capable of thinking as clearly and as well, because your brain slows down because it's got to fight through all of that buildup, basically. It's an oversimplification of what happens. During deep hypnosis and relaxation of that level, your brain actually starts cleaning itself. So hypnosis is brilliant for that.
Now, I'm guessing meditation in whatever shape or form you do doesn't get into that level. You've already alluded to there's different types of meditations that
there are. So I'm not a meditation expert. It's something I use, but I tend to kind of just categorize it all as self-hypnosis because that's my personal expertise and experience on it. There are, when people ask me the difference, I can explain it a bit better now, but at first when people asked me the difference, my answer was always, you tell me. Experience both, see what works for you, and you tell me what the difference is, because they are both, in terms of how we describe hypnosis or meditation, it's very subjective. So what one person experiences versus what another experiences can be vastly different. And with hypnosis, as a hypnotherapist myself, I really encourage that. I encourage people to experience it in the way that's right for them. The simplistic answer is, particularly in the early stages, hypnosis, you will go much, much deeper and it's much, much easier because you can just, I'll do it for you. All you need to do is lay back, relax and listen. That makes it a lot easier. With meditation, you can get to the point where you go down to those deeper brain, those deeper wavelengths and brain patterns. But by that point, you're a pro. You've been doing it for years and you've had a lot of practice, is generally the experience that I'm aware of. I've had people describe the differences in different ways. But like I say, that's always very subjective and it's about their experience rather than about what is the actual physiological changes, if you like.
Yeah, no, I can't really talk about the differences between it because I haven't experienced hypnosis. I've never been hypnotized, so I've never kind of gone down that route. But I can talk about meditation based on my experiences over the last year. And it's almost like taking five steps forward some days and then taking two steps back the following day. And then the next day, taking 10 steps back and then going, it's always a balance. And what the beauty of meditation for me does is it gives me the option and gives me the clarity to say, do you know what, that's okay, because that's where my mind is at that particular time. And it's almost self-forgiveness in that respect. I think I've maybe gone deep for a partial second. There's a couple of times when I've kind of thought, shit, okay, that was my mind cleared. And I can't explain it. I can't kind of put it into words. But I just thought, wow, you know, that was a really good meditation. That was deep. I was fully immersed in everything that was going on. It was brilliant. It's only happened to me maybe once or twice.
Yeah. See, what I love about meditation and the most common approach to meditation, which I do with hypnosis anyway, and you get the same benefits in this respect. But one of the things I love about it, particularly when people come to it with the expectation that the idea is to clear your mind and think about nothing. Well, yeah, ultimately you can get to that point, but that's not going to be what happens the first time. So you get a lot of people saying, oh, I can't meditate, I'm no good at it. Well, of course you're not, if that's what you expect it to be and that's what you're trying to do. But actually the key thing, or the best way to learn meditation in the early stages, is to pick a thing to focus on. And actually intentionally do think about one thing, but focus on it. What you'll then find happens is that your mind wanders. The process of noticing that your mind has wandered and refocusing on the thing that you intended to focus on, that in itself, that's where the magic happens. You're training yourself to focus better, and you're doing that on a very conscious and cognitive level. With hypnosis, exactly the same thing happens, but it's dealt with generally on a much more, it's working with that subconscious level and engaging with the deeper part of the mind where there's, that has way more power. Like your subconscious will always win in a battle between the two. So like that's a great starting point to meditation. And that's one of the reasons why I'll have so much benefit for you throughout your day. If you start your day by practicing and reminding your mind of what it can do, then you're going to be able to focus on the thoughts that you want. So positive thoughts, for example, doesn't have to be. So yeah, why wouldn't you take a chunk of time to help you to be a better version of you throughout the day?
Yeah, no, I agree. And returning to the anchor, which is sometimes how I call it, which is the breath, the stomach area, the body, it could be a sound, it could be whatever kind of, I feel is kind of better. And I think people respond to different things when it comes to that. I find my breath kind of, you know, physically focusing on the little bridge of my nose there of where the air comes in and out. I'm getting to kind of my experiences now, and it's not about me. So, Relax Club. So, how does this all fit in? Because is Relax Club self-hypnosis? Is it a form of meditation? Is it guided? What is it?
Yes.
I see it behind you.
It's all of the above. So there's different elements to Relax Club, but essentially it's a members only page on my website. That's the basics of it. And within that, you have access to a number of pre-recorded tracks, the number of which will be increasing in the not too distant future. And also every Wednesday evening, just happens to be a Wednesday evening, there is a live session as well, which is then available to watch back on demand whenever you choose. So with the live session, that is absolutely hypnosis for relaxation. It's roughly 40 minutes of deep relaxation. There's a little bit of something for everyone. So like you were saying, everyone notices and enjoys different things. So I will ask people to start by focusing on their breathing quite often, but then I'll introduce other things as well. And those people who resonate most with the breathing can carry on focusing on that. And those people that are enjoying the sound of the music can focus in on that. And it's designed in such a way that it's easy for it to be a subjective experience, for you to enjoy it in the way that's right for you. When people ask what hypnosis is, so, you know, we've kind of been talking about the differences between the two, but I haven't clarified it. So maybe I should just quickly explain. When I explain what hypnosis is, there's two elements to hypnosis, two main elements. One is a trance-like state and the other is suggestion. So trance-like state, you experience to some extent every day, for example, when you're going off to sleep or when you take that journey that you make all the time and you get to your destination and don't remember the drive. That's the classic one that everyone talks about. Or you're in a supermarket queue. There's a half a dozen people in front of you. And before you know it, can I help? Oh, sorry, I was somewhere else. Those are all examples of a trance state. All we do with hypnosis is take it much deeper, where it's even more relaxing. And then the other side, do you notice how I automatically go into my relaxing?
You went down.
And then the other side of it is suggestion. And again, we're surrounded by suggestions every day. The way that we talk to ourselves has such an impact on our beliefs and how we act and behave. So the suggestions is the thing that makes it particularly different from meditation as well, in that I use my 15 almost years experience and training to deliver suggestions in a way that you can choose whether or not to accept them. It's entirely up to you what you choose to listen to and resonate with, and I actually make that clear as part of every single track. But my suggestions, my wording is all designed in such a way to make it even easier for you to relax even more. And then with the live sessions, I normally throw in a little bonus extra something or other each time. So the last one was very much around focus and helping people to refocus. Before that was about embracing more positivity. before that was keeping enjoying more mental calmness throughout the day. So because that's the great thing about hypnosis, there can be real lasting benefits for it from working with that subconscious level to create those positive changes. So every Wednesday night, there's that live session, which you can rewatch, which really kind of, that's to me, that's the highlight. That's the bit I love, because it's that real focus and that deeper relaxation. But brilliant. There's also a load of tracks to help with other things. So there's a couple of tracks on there which don't have. So with the hypnosis tracks, they wake you up at the end. But if you're on there because you want help with sleep, do you know what? There's some tracks that don't wake you up at the end, so you can listen to them and then drift off. There's a track which I sent to you, Gary, actually, when I felt you could do with it from a conversation that we'd been having, which is a 6 minutes? Yeah. And it's a morning mindset. It's actually, do you know what? As weird as it is, I joke about how I love the sound of my own voice, but it's not wrong. I actually have the alarm on my phone that goes off in the morning is my morning mindset track. So it's a 6 minute track that just speaks about getting into the right headspace, basically, and the right mindset for the day ahead, focusing on the positive.
Yeah.
And
I would love to endorse that track I heard, because it was the day of Grow Life launch. I think I was a little bit kind of stressed. You can call me a little bit stressed at that point, to the point where I was sending out messages to different people and then realised I'd sent the wrong message to half a dozen people, and I couldn't go back. And it was just all, everything seemed to be going wrong. So I took 20 minutes out to listen to Duncan's track. And actually, do you know what? You know, even if it was 6 minutes, within the first couple of minutes of sitting down, getting the environment around me, so I was just in that kind of zone, not being where I was working. So I took myself out of the office, I moved into the living room, which is my non-work zone, and sat down, and it literally, within a couple of minutes, it calmed me down. So I would fully endorse it, really fully endorse it, as a, not even just a morning, just a pick me up throughout the day, just a reset throughout the day. Relax Club, is it expensive? Because it sounds like it should be really expensive because of the benefit that it's going to give people.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? I mean,
yeah,
access to a professional hypnotherapist every week and on-demand access to a whole range of tracks.
This is it. £20
a month. Is it. It's less than £5 a week.
Bloody
That's
hell.
It. And do you know what? I launched it at that price with the intention that that was going to be a special launch offer and then I'd charge. But I've decided, no, I want to make it accessible. For me, it's about helping more people. It's not about making more money. I mean, yeah, I'd like to do that too. That's great. But no, it's about making it accessible for people and making it easy for people to look after themselves. That's what matters to me. I believe everyone should do it more. So, and I have the ability and the skills, the knowledge and experience to help people do that more. So why wouldn't I package that in such a way that it's achievable and affordable for everyone?
Brilliant. Brilliant. So if people wanted to find out more info about it, how would they?
They can simply head to relaxclub.online. That is the easiest way of finding out more. And in fact, right now, not for much longer, but right now there's a free trial for a week as well. So you've got absolutely nothing to lose. You can sign up, check it out for a week. If you don't like it, don't stay. That's not a problem at all. And if you do, excellent, fantastic. Enjoy it.
Brilliant. So check it out. Also, Duncan, where can they find you on social media? Where do you hang out?
I hang out. Facebook is definitely the easiest place to find me online. I've got my Mind Affinity Facebook page. I'm obviously Duncan Price, but I've also got a group where I add loads of free value and content all the time. So check that out. Just search for Empower Yourself and Others. It's designed to be a positive and supportive place on Facebook. Such a thing exists, believe it or not. because I feel like the world of social media really needs some positivity and some supportive places. So I created one.
Brilliant. And for the people who are listening and watching, I've got that pinned to my kind of board. So it's one of my pinned groups. I go into it every day. It is fantastic. So check that out. Duncan, thank you very much for your time today. if you're going to leave the viewers and the watchers and the listeners one thing to do or one thought, what would it be to finish the show?
Breathe. That's it. That is the most important thing. Like, looking after yourself is so, so important. And there's so many different ways of doing it. You need to find what's right for you. But one thing that we absolutely, every single one of us have in common is that breathing is a good thing to do. It makes you feel better. It has a lot of health benefits. And it's the foundation for most other forms of relaxation and self-care and whatever else. So just taking time, if you're too busy, it's a terrible excuse, but if you're too busy to do anything else, or you're not ready, or you don't like the idea of pink and fluffy stuff or whatever, just start by doing one little thing to look after yourself, and that's take more time to breathe deeply and relax. That's it.
Perfect. Duncan, thank you so much for your time. Let's catch up in the new year, where I believe you're down to do a mini grow show. So yeah, let's talk about that. And folks, we'll catch up with Duncan probably in the early part of 2021. Duncan, thank you so much.
Gary, take care. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to The Grow Show. With new shows available every week, if you know anyone else who could benefit from these powerful insights, please share this podcast with them. And don't forget to subscribe.